AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The price of crude oil has spiked over $100 as Iran attacks ships in the Persian Gulf region. The U.S. is now in its 13th day of airstrikes against Iran, and the Israeli military also is striking Iran and moving troops to fight Iran's militant ally Hezbollah in Lebanon, where more than 800,000 people have been displaced by the fighting. Outdated intelligence could have caused U.S. forces to carry out a deadly school attack in Iran.
I don't know that.
President Trump responding to reporters Wednesday. The strike came in the opening hours of the war and killed more than 165 people, many of them children. Now a U.S. official and a second person briefed on the findings of a preliminary U.S. military investigation tell AP outdated intelligence likely led to U.S. forces carrying out the missile strike.
I want to know who is picking targets in Iran who may be responsible.
Senator Richard Blumenthal earlier this week.
The administration has failed to answer questions about the attack on that school.
In a letter, 45 Democratic senators are pressing Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on whether the U.S. was in fact culpable. Ben Thomas, Washington.
South Korean lawmakers have passed a law to implement a pledge of $350 billion in U.S. investments that Seoul made last year to avoid Trump administration tariffs. Government officials are urging lawmakers to quickly pass the contested bill as uncertainty mounts for the country's economy, now having to cope with the global energy concerns caused by the Iranian war. An official says at least 50 people have died and 125 others are missing after landslides hit three districts in southern Ethiopia following a week of heavy rain. This is AP News. Nearly 20 people have been sentenced for the deadly 2024 Moscow Concert Hall attack.
19 people have been convicted by a court in Moscow over the 2024 Crocus Hall shooting that killed 149 people and injured over 600 others. The judge in the Moscow court announced lengthy prison terms for all 19 defendants. 15 were sentenced to life in prison. One was handed 22 and a half years in prison, and three others were given 19 years and 11 months each. While a branch of the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack, Russian officials, including Putin himself, claimed that Ukraine had a role in the attack. Kiev has strongly denied any involvement. I'm Karen Shamas.
Google Maps will depend more heavily on artificial intelligence to help people figure out where they want to go and the best way to get there as part of a major redesign. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.